And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great show to get near the end of the year here for you today. From AFCO, Matt Q and Matt V are here to be talking about fishing and AFCO and all the great products that they make and sell and use and such like that. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a busy day having the AFCO boys in here. There's always so much cool gear that those guys come out with, but it feels like these last couple seasons, it has really turned the corner. We have so much cool stuff to get stocked
up. Yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, we have legendary Let's Talk Hookup guy, Matt Q here. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Yeah. And then you have a new guy that now you're like a bigwig, right? So we got to get used to this because I mean I'm sure all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners understand the history that Matt Cornell has been with Let's Talk Hookup here. Started with AFCO and now you're like supervising people, right?
Yeah. Started with AFCO in the warehouse, right? When your first
job? Yeah, so I started in 2013 pushing boxes, yeah. You know, for all the T-shirt blanks and stuff, and you know, going on 11 years here shortly. So,
wow,
it's been a good
awesome,
ride.
Yeah, yeah, and you bought the new guy Matt V in, right?
That's that's our guy.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll let Matt V kind of tell his story, but you know,
so what are your so. Say your last names officially, so we get because Matt and Matt, so we're just going by Matt V and Matt Q. So
I've known Matty Q as Q my whole life.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone calls me Q, but Matt Quinnell. Yeah. So and then Matt Vander Dusen here. I'll let him tell kind of his story in the fishing world. But you know, I got to know Matt. He was working at the Longfin, dealing with my dad a lot, which as Ricky knows, that's a tough deal. And you know, we had a spot open up and kind of as a group said, you know, hey, let's talk to this guy. So
yeah, good morning, Matt.
Morning, thanks for having me on the show.
So tell us about your deal, man. You just started with AFCO, and what do you think so far?
Yeah, I started with AFCO. I've been there for about 3 months now. Really enjoying it. It's a great company to work for, and I mean, you can't really complain about just going around and hanging out in tackle shops all day.
yeah. So and you're both sporting some of the great AFCO gear, which I sport every day. You know, where my I'm kind of old school wearing the Horizon.
But this jacket you have on now is one of the newer jackets, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is our Crosswind Puffer jacket.
Crosswind Puffer. Like those.
Yes.
Yeah. They're warm. They're, what are some of the features of the Crosswind Puffer?
So this one's got it's wind resistant on this one. Wind resistant and water resistant while still being very light. It's I believe it's got 60 gram downfill inside of it.
Oh, it's got down.
Yeah. So
really?
It's going to keep you really warm, especially on nice brisk mornings like this.
Okay. That's a nice deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down is good when it comes through. And so it's not waterproof, but water-resistant, wind-resistant.
Yes.
Yeah, like bait tank splash and moisture in the morning and fog on the boat when you're driving your center console out in the morning, all that, no problem. You're toasty and dry underneath.
But super lightweight still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very lightweight, great. Very comfortable. And it looks good, too, so you can wear it casually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what are some of the other new things that AFCO has come out with lately?
One of the coolest new things we have is we have a really nice little reel bag.
Oh, yeah.
It's been gaining a lot of popularity since it came out. There's not a lot of options right now in the market, so we're fortunate on that. But it's also just a great product, too. It's you can fit a lot of reels in a small space in there.
You're coming from the tackle side. Like I know that your appreciation has to be the same as ours. It's like everything AFCO does is always so well thought out and like so much time put behind those things, and you know, like the little things that you know that you maybe wouldn't think about or just that makes sense, that you know, maybe it costs more money in manufacturing, but it's the right way to do it, and so they do it anyways. And the opposite of that is, you know, we've got to see some of the behind the scene things on how long and how much effort things have been put into. They got scrapped because they weren't perfect, and it's like, man, if something comes out and it's got an AFCO label on it, like it's the deal, no doubt, man. And those reel bags, you're right. Like they're one of them. Like there's not a lot of reel bags out there, and they're perfect.
Yeah. And what's cool about them, like you say, that the storage part of them is compact. You know, back in the old days, the big wide crazy reel bags. These are stack. It's a two stack reel bag, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's basically a square that's cut in half, and then you fold it over, and it forms a little cube, and then definitely helps it take up a lot less space than some of the other ones.
Yeah. Super compact and super user-friendly. You can put what is it, 8 reels in it?
Yeah, so each one has spots for 8 different reels, and especially on the medium size, most of the time, unless you're putting really big reels, like you know, something like a 30 wide or something in there, you can typically get more than one reel in each compartment. If you're doing something, you know, more of a mid-size reel, like a 3-aught size Trinidad 20 or 16 size reel, you can usually get 2 of those in there.
Gotcha.
So you can get a lot of reels when you're doing the smaller size reels.
And is there in the works a large version? Is there a small and a medium?
Yes, there is a large one that will be coming soon, eventually.
Okay, to fit like big size reels.
Yes, so that one you can fit like that one you can actually fit 880s in there.
Whoa!
Yeah, so it's a really that one's a very big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Good. I'll have room for all my 80s then.
Yeah. Everyone has 881s, right?
Yeah. I think you know the coolest thing about it is saying it's a cube and it's stackable. Is you know, going on trips with my dad sharing a stateroom, he'd always bring his, you know, super elongated reel bag with, you know, his 10 setups and everything. You're like, dude, come on, get this out of my way.
Yeah.
Definitely more compact when you're sharing space and whatnot.
That's so rad. Yeah, when it's done and your reels aren't in it, it folds back up to a flat thing and just slides underneath the bed or slides into a drawer. Like.
Right, yeah. I mean, think about it. On, like, a long-range trip, you have all these guys with big, giant reel bags. It's like taking up space.
Yeah.
Because the reels aren't in there anymore.
Yeah, you don't want
this one compacts right down.
Yeah, so all of our bags actually in our line, whether it's the tackle bags, the duffel bags, or the reel bags, you can actually break them down flat and slide them under, you know, a bed or under a, you know, footstool or whatnot. Every single one of them breaks down flat.
Nice.
Tackle bags are another thing that just there's so many little things that you guys did so good, like the. You know, whether it be the bottoms being waterproof or pockets, like the thing that we like so much about a lot of them is like the pockets that weren't necessarily designed to hold a tackle box or whatever. They were made the size that they could, you know, things like that, like a big pocket that, you know, this wasn't designed with the intention to hold in a 3600, but if you want to throw an extra one in there, they made sure the pocket was big enough to accommodate it. Like so many little things were thought of.
Yeah, and it's a constant evolution, too. I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, Matt's having history in the tackle background, get to experience some of it, is, you know, even though we launch a product, we'll go through 3, 4, 5 variations of it over time. Just, you know, you kind of hear things from customers, you use it in the field. Sure. So it's
just keeps getting better.
Keeps getting better.
That's
yeah.
cool.
I think back in the old days, Greg Stotesbury used to say purpose-built.
Purpose-built.
That's kind of what they are, right? Mm-hmm. They're all built for a purpose because all you guys fish,
yeah.
and you all have input on what's being developed, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's the unique thing, you know, going back to Milt Shed, Bill's dad, you know, his guiding principles were, you know, build a quality product and deliver it on time and provide really good customer service. So, you know, our girls on the phones, my mom being one of them, you know, constantly getting feedback and all of that we appreciate and take to heart and go back to the drawing board and say, hey, how do we make this better? And if it's not perfect, we scrap it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's the unique thing about, you know, a family-owned company is we can do that. You know,
yeah,
where some companies
right.
would just say, hey, let's put it on the shelf, let's sell it.
We put this much effort into starting it. We have to go through with it.
Yeah.
You guys aren't willing to sacrifice that.
Yeah, and, you know, for us, I mean, the most recent one, which we've got a lot of feedback from, is we had a kill bag that we launched. And, you know, QC was great. Product testing was great. It got into the field. And there was a few things that the actual manufacturer, you know, misproduced that weren't to spec of what we wanted. We took every single bag back and are working on a new updated version with a different vendor to make it right. So
now, I had no issues with the kill bag, to be honest with you. I have one, and it worked fine for me.
Yeah.
But it just, there were just little things that you guys just weren't happy with.
Yeah, there
right?
was minor things on it that just weren't to our, you know, spec. And so
yeah.
took all of them back and going back to the drawing board on those unique things.
Yeah.
So.
Robbie was saying, like, that the sample that was sent to you, like, the final sample is like, okay, this thing's perfect. Let's run with it. And then when the production came, they didn't match the quality of your final quote-unquote sample.
Yeah, you know, that's the unique thing is, you know, a lot of these new categories, especially in tackle with, like, the lures and stuff, you know, for the apparel side, we've dealt with vendors for a really long time.
Sure.
So you have a history there. On the tackle side, a lot of that's made locally. So there's a lot of oversight. We've been building butts for a long time, but, you know, like bags is a new category. So, you know, got the sample. I mean, we have pictures in the office. I mean, they were putting 200-pound tuna in these bags on a forklift and no big deal at all, hanging them from all kinds of stuff. And then we got it, and it was actually like the thread that they sew the buckles and stuff with was just not to the right gauge that our QC team wanted, so they scrapped them.
Wow.
So,
and there you go.
Like, that's why AFCO is what it is.
Tens of thousands of dollars were put
yeah.
into that project, but it wasn't right. So, like, that's it. And even, like, you know, even to the point of those, you know, some of those things made it out before you realized that was the case, and they took every single one of them back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yep. It's always perfect if it's got an AFCO label.
So, Matt V, you worked for Tom and Eric over at the Longfin for years. What was that like? What a store that is,
yeah.
huh?
It is. That store is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of the volume of customers that make it through that shop, even on the slow times of year,
yeah.
is outrageous. And to be honest, it makes it a lot of fun to work there.
I'll bet.
It's a really fast-paced
yeah.
environment. You never really get bored. You're constantly mm-hmm. doing stuff. There's always a pile of 87 reels that need line on it. So the days are long there, but they go by very fast.
Yeah, and Tom Ward is one of the great guys in the biz, for
he
sure.
Is a, he is a savvy dude. Business guy.
Yeah, he's there very much so. And, of course, mm-hmm. Eric is like, nothing gets by Eric.
No.
yeah.
No, he is not. And one of the things about him is just he has a way of making every single customer that walks in there feel special.
Yeah.
And that goes a long ways for people, especially in retail.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. So what's some of your favorite items, Matt? To come down the pike, or actually, you probably can't talk about the new stuff because
yeah, I can talk about it. There's a few things we have
yeah.
in the works. You know, on the apparel side, I think, you know, looking at like what Matt's running at Crosswind, it's just a constant evolution of product. You know, AFCO for so long had been, you know, on the coast and saltwater, and over the last few years, we've taken a really big push into freshwater inland. So in that, you know, you have colder weather, so you need different pieces to accommodate their type of fishery. For us, you know, a big push that I'm really excited about for the West Coast is we have a new PVC bib and jacket called Bearing, which is going to be, you know, if you're a West Coast fisherman, the colors, the where the ties are at, the buttons, snaps, everything are amazing.
So when you say PVC, it's more of a rubberized material?
Yeah, it's more rubberized. So
uh-huh.
people that have worn AFCO, and Ricky, and you've both worn like Anhydrous
yeah.
or
right.
Barricade Elite, those are all breathable pieces. This is going to be complete PVC, like, you know, super commercial.
Heavy-duty commercial.
Yeah, commercial-driven stuff. but has really good like tapers and it looks nice. It's not, you know, I think the problem with a lot of PVC bibs that I have is they're so baggy and bulky. You know, these fit really nice. We've been testing them in the office and stuff, and they fit really good.
Yeah, you're right. What's out there before? It's like two tubes for your leg and a rectangle for your chest, and that's it. And you screw those shapes together and call it a day.
Yeah. So this is a little bit more unique. You know, the style lines will be nicer. It'll fit better. And then we had Barricade Elite, and we actually went up one level further. We have a suit coming out, Fortress, that'll be out next fall. That's going to be probably the most bulletproof suit we've ever made.
Barricade
Elite is pretty amazing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we said the same thing when Anhydrous came out all the way back in the day, and then there was a second one, and then the Barricade Elite. How you continue to improve on that?
Definitely above my ability to understand.
That's cool.
You know, I always tell Matt V, you know, since he's been on, is, you know, we have an incredible group at AFCO from, you know, product design, on the marketing team. You know, the sales guys, by the time it gets to us, it's pretty easy.
Exactly. They do make it very easy on us.
Yeah. Yeah. They've made a product and put it out there, and, you know, it's easy to understand. And so unique. But, yeah, excited about some of the outerwear pieces, especially that bearing suit that will be really West Coast driven.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When somebody goes, "Hey, Matt at AFCO," there's four Matts, I think.
So there's three, Matt Florentino. Three internally, and then we have a rep named Matt. Yeah, so we all kind of look.
Matt Florentino, of course, he's head of the marketing department.
Yeah, so Matt's the marketing director at AFCO. So, yeah, we all, you know, if Casey comes out of his office and says, "Hey, Matt," we all kind of look and go, "Hey,
make sure you're working on something."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
But that shows you some of the heritage of some of the people at AFCO. I mean, Matt Florentino. Benny Florentino's son, you know, he's been there for how many years?
Matt and I have been both in there 11.
11 years, okay. So. And then you guys with your backgrounds and stuff like that, it's just, and that's throughout the whole company. That's who's there.
Yeah, I think AFCO has a really unique ability to promote within. You know, I'm an example of that working in the warehouse. And there's other individuals at AFCO that have not fished, but have worked in the warehouse and are now, you know, running back end of the website, or they're doing photography in the studio and really drive like what our creative looks like front facing, and have that will and want to go learn. So we're, you know, we constantly are going out fishing with Benny, or, you know, we went out fishing with Ali for the tuna when the tuna were going crazy. And it's cool to see them experience it for the first time and kind of understand, okay, well, you know, I'm doing this a certain way and this is why, you know, actually go put it in the field and do it.
So yeah, Robbie Gantt and developing product for you guys.
Yeah.
And, Robbie's been developing product for with Shimano for many years and developing product for them. And now
Dave Elms been there. You know,
Dave Elms, a
35-plus
years fisherman there. Yeah.
So it's definitely unique.
Yeah. Now, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. It's great to talk about AFCO. We haven't even ventured into Bill Shedd, Milt Shedd, that whole program.
Or even really scratched the surface on the number of quality products you guys have now. You know, back in the day, it was AFCO fishing shorts, and they were the best that there was around. And then that expanded a little farther into, you know, into a casual wear, and then that expanded into outer water. But now, and, you know, and obviously the unibutts and rod parts. But I mean, nowadays, AFCO is, you know, high quality terminal tackle and lures and still nets and gavs and knives and all. Yeah, there's just so much cool stuff to cover. And talk about a couple of fishy guys in here with Matt Q and Matt V. Today's going to be a great show. Lots of great information. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text. The text the show option, so popular now with Let's Talk Hookup. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. The best way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup anywhere you're at, and a great way to listen to all the past archive shows. Just fire up the app. Everything will be available for you. And again, it's the only way to text in your question to the boys from AFCO. And man, what a couple of killer prizes we are giving away today. A brand new Seafarer bib, and we're giving away an AFCO reel bag. Those prizes are going to be available to any caller or texter. We're going to decide the winner at the end of the show with a coin flip and a great couple of prizes, man. We're so stoked to get to give those away. So, again, caller 213-432-1090 or send in your text to Let's Talk Hookup app, and we'll be getting a dog update from Jerry at some point through the show today. Having a great time. We're looking forward to taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haida-Gwaii, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. From our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip, we strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with the boys from AFCO. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us a great text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And some great texts already flowing through this morning.
Yeah,
and again, going to be a very busy morning. Not only having all the knowledge that these boys have, but also giving away such killer prizes. It's definitely going to be a busy day. And why don't we get things started off with a text this morning? It's from John in Rancho San Diego. It says, great show, guys. Are you looking forward to hearing everything from AFCO? I'm in the market for a new fillet knife. Is there a way you guys could give us a little rundown on what the AFCO knives offer? And again, that's John in Rancho San Diego.
Yeah, so our knives are we have phenomenal fillet knives. They're a premium price fillet knife, but they're worth every penny. And you know, back before I started working for AFCO, I would always, you know, I'd cut fish with Forstners. That was, you know, that's like the Southern California staple for a fillet knife. And as soon as I started cutting with the AFCO knives, it just I kind of just never went back.
Yeah.
They're super high quality Boker stainless steel. So it's German steel. You have phenomenal quality steel on there. And then just one of the smaller details of it is the way the handle's set up. You get a lot more control over your knife. For a lot of the other fillet knives, it's just got a super basic handle. But the way the handle kind of like gets wide up at the front, you have a lot more control.
So you're not going to slip
your knife. Yeah, you're not going to slip. They have really deep grooves, so they have a lot of grip, even when you have a lot of fish slime on them. They're just phenomenal fillet knives, and they come with a really nice case, which is also nice,
yes,
too.
Yeah, I mean, the case, you know, that case that they come with, if you were buying that thing separate, that's a $20, $30, you know, sheath that is already part of the package.
Mm-hmm, exactly, and it's not like a inexpensive plastic sheath either. Like, you get a nice, good, high-quality cloth sheath, so it's going to absorb water. It's not going to rust inside of it, so
right.
It's not going to trap anything. And again, it will mount on a belt loop, or it's just a nice sheath to hold in the tackle box, too.
Yeah, and there's how many different sizes?
So right now we have four different sizes.
Yeah.
I think the unique thing, too, is, you know, I always find myself using them in the kitchen, not just for fish.
Yeah.
My wife, too, will be like, hey, that's my fillet knife. She's like, yeah, I know.
How's the sharpening on them? They got a really unique, like a gold finish to the blade. Like, does that affect the sharpening at all? Are they easy to sharpen? Are they tough to sharpen? Like, how's the you know, after you've used it for, you know, a season, like, how's the upkeep and that kind of stuff with them?
I mean, it definitely gets, you know, the finish towards, like, the point of the blade will get a little bit worn from sharpening it. I've never sharpened mine on a stone. I always use those, like, white sharpeners with the two stones that pinch it. But I've not had an issue with, like, the actual finish. The finish is actually meant to allow the blade to slide through the meat smoother. So we haven't had any complaints of, like, chipping or anything like that in sharpening. I've never sharpened with a stone. I don't know if you sharpened with a stone.
Yeah, I sharpened mine with a stone and then also ran it through, like, a, you know, like a electric sharpener. I've done it multiple times, put a new edge on it, but, like, probably at least 10, 12 different times have it, use it enough to put a new edge on it, and it holds up just fine.
They hold the edge very well.
Yeah, hold the edge phenomenal, like, and they're very easy to sharpen, too.
Yeah, very, very, very easy to sharpen. So I want to ask you a question about the Seafarer bibs that we're giving away today, and along with that real bag that we're giving away to a caller or a texter. What are the Seafarer bibs?
Yeah, so Seafarer bibs is like our first version of what a PVC bib would be in the West Coast. So super lightweight, super thin. It's not your traditional, like, commercial grade PVC bib. It's for your guy, you know, center console, going to Clemente, you know, fishing the Coronados. It'll take water just fine.
Yeah.
They're just not that heavy duty gray that some people like to wear locally.
Yeah.
But
you could lobster fish in them or take foul weather gear.
And it's perfect for when it's hot out, because even though they're PVC, they still breathe. They're so lightweight.
Oh, really?
That's what I was going to say. The nice thing about them is you can wear them all day, and you're not uncomfortable, and you're not sweating to death. And then at the end of the day when you're fishing, you click the buckles, and you're perfectly clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have bait tank water splash on you, and you don't have, when you're releasing this fish and you're holding up against your chest to get the hook out of it, like, you're just, you jump back in your truck, and you're clean, and you're dry, and away you go.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, growing up, I never did, just because I wasn't used to wearing outerwear like that. I used to wear jeans on the boat, you know, my whole life, and now I'm in bibs the entire time. Unless it's just blistering hot, like when my dad and I went down to San Felipe or whatever, then, you know, I won't wear them. But Southern California, I'm in my bibs the entire trip for the most part.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You guys make bibs from a 75-degree Southern California day to a 10 below zero ripping across the lake in your bass board, like, and everything in between those.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wild.
20 below.
Dude, they make the things that, like, we don't deal with at all, like, trip me out. Like, they make, like, that Hydronaut suit, like, and things like that. They make that suits for, like, literally ripping across, like, icy water in your bass boat, like, where the hoods are vented. So when you're going 70 miles an hour in a rocket ship of a bass boat, like, the hood doesn't catch air and blow behind. Like, they make such cool.
That's the Hydronaut?
Stuff. Yeah. So we have an insulated version of the Hydronaut, which is meant for, like, the really cool, like, what Rick's saying, like, closer to zero. And it's so funny, like, when we first produced it, I didn't understand it being from Southern California.
Sure.
You know? But one of our reps was like, it was about a year ago, he's like, hey, come out pheasant hunting in North Dakota with us. I'm like, all right, sure, you know, in January.
Yeah.
It was like negative 15.
Nice.
And I'm in, like, every layer of clothing that I packed with me, and I threw that thing on, and I was so warm. I could barely move. I looked like the Michelin man.
But you were warm.
Yeah, it was super warm. Yeah. But I mean, it was so cold. The action on my gun was even, you know, jamming up. It was like ice just everywhere. And
nice.
I was like, okay, I understand this.
That sounds amazing. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine 15, let alone 15 the other direction of zero.
Yeah, but that was when the birds fly.
You know,
right? Hey, another great text here. Matt from Camarillo has is, good morning. What are must-have APCO lures to take to the Bahia de los Angeles?
That's good.
Bay of LA. So you'll definitely want to have some of the swimmers. The Cabrilla, absolutely love the swimmers. Phenomenal. Yeah, especially the bigger size. The bigger size of the swimmer is phenomenal. Just going back to just talking about the quality of AFCO products, one of the great things about all the lures, you don't need to change any hardware on them. So whether you're yellowtail Cabrilla fishing down in Bay of LA or tuna fishing out here, they all come with 4X strong treble hooks and rings. So you don't need, they're ready to fish right out of the package. But for Bay of LA, you'll definitely want swimmers. For Cabrilla fishing, the jerk baits are phenomenal.
The jerk baits are killer.
And then some crossbreeds for yellowtail fishing. So it really, honestly, all the lures that we have will work down in Bay of LA, but kind of the three that I'd be bringing are jerkbait, swimmer, and then the crossbreed.
Okay.
And all of them across the line have that real heavy-duty hardware.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was, again, yet another thing that, like, you guys could have easily done is just put a regular treble hook and a regular split ring and saved yourselves, you know, multiple. Everybody knows what it's like to put, some of those good treble hooks are $5 a piece and the rings are another couple of bucks. I mean, you add that to the retail amount of a lure and it's a serious difference between somebody that's trying to like hide, you know, get a nice price tag, but hide behind, you know, crappy parts.
Yeah.
But that's not the way AFCO does it. Like, I mean, it's ultra heavy duty hooks, ultra heavy duty rings. Like, that thing's ready to fish, tie it on and go.
Now, you guys have two different styles of dart-style jigs, right? Why don't you explain the difference?
Yeah, so we have our crossbreed, which is going to be our heavier version. So that's going to be, you know, like your traditional mega bait style lure.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's going to be the crossbreed. And then we also have what's called a hybrid. So it's kind of like a mix between like a heavier dart-style jig and almost like a surface iron. So it's a little bit bigger, lighter, like a surface iron would be, but it's still going to sink faster than a surface iron. So it's a great... It's a great lure to fish like foamer style bluefin with, because they still cast pretty well, but it's going to sink slower, so it's going to stay in the bite zone for longer than, you know, what your traditional dart jig would do. And then also because it's lighter and bigger, it catches more water, so it's got a really nice wide action to it, so it swims on the surface good. Or if you're patient enough to let it sink down deep, it's a phenomenal lure to fish off the bottom.
Okay, so it's like fishing off the bottom, but rockfish. Which one would you fish? Both?
So if you're rock fishing, typically you're fishing deeper. If you're fishing shallow water, 100, 120 feet, you could easily get away with both of them.
Okay.
The hybrids are heavy enough to sink down that much as long as the current's not absolutely ripping. But then if you're fishing, like, the biggest crossbreed we make is 120 grams, so that's about 4 ounces. So even so, you're limited on what you can rock fish with just because of the size, but the rockfish do love them.
Yeah, but the heavier one, the hybrid?
Crossbreed. Yeah, the crossbreed is the heaviest one, yes.
So, and that's 120 grams is the heaviest?
Yeah, 120 grams the heaviest.
And then the other one is
the hybrid. The hybrid, just think about your dart that you've always loved, but a lighter version. Same shape or similar shape.
But it makes sense,
but a light
because
version.
It's not going to sink as fast.
Because you don't necessarily want something that's going to blow through the spot of foamers if you're casting it in the roof. Like, you want it to shimmy and shake and, like, fall nice and slow through that spot of fish. It's going to give you more time
in
that upper part of the water column as it's sinking down.
Yeah, it's been... I've used them both. They both work. They both work very, very well. But one's made... One has the PVC in it versus the other one's straight metal, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes, the hybrid's going to have the PVC.
PVC, which makes it lighter and larger.
Mm-hmm. What do the tuna fishing guys buy more of?
Tuna fishing guys are buying more of the crossbreeds still.
The heavy. Want to make maybe get your cast a little farther. Maybe want something a little smaller, small bait, whatever it is. But that has emerged as the more popular of the two.
Yeah.
Both work, but that's the...
Yeah, both work phenomenal. But that's just what everyone's used to fishing.
I mean,
that's just everyone's, you know, whether it's mega bass or Colt Snipers, Daiwa's Akana jigs, all those things. It's just what, you know, that style of jig is what we like to fish out here. So that's still the more popular one out of the two.
That's cool.
All right.
Yeah, great. Another one, again, that frees up 213-432-1090 available right now. Had another great text come through. This one says, good morning, guys. Great show. My question is for the Mats. Get ready to go do some wintertime yellowtail fishing. I was wondering if you could list out your favorite lures for fishing yellows. And that's also from Matt.
Matt's all over the place. My two favorite for yellowtail, once again, going back to the swimmer. The swimmer is, the action on the swimmer is very similar to if you guys remember the Shimano wax wings. It's very similar to that, and it's kind of a good mix between a wax wing and a surface iron. So if you wind that swimmer a little on the slower side, it'll actually kind of dip and roll a little bit and have a little bit more erratic swimming action like a good surface iron would. And then if you speed it up, then that lure will straighten right up and swim back and forth with that real short and concise back and forth like a wax wing would.
Yeah, I've had the times that I've actually got to throw in it locally was, you know, a 9-foot Terramar with a Chinx 500. That's super fun to fish with, you know, calicos or yellowtail. Really good action, really fun bite when you get one.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and the swimming action on them is what's really impressive.
Yeah, you get to see it a lot, too, especially, you know, like fishing with, you know, Benny Florentino. You're on the front deck of his boat, so you can kind of see it working through the water better, being up higher. And you can really see it swing out and back and forth, and they chase it. A few months ago fishing calicos off Catalina, and we were throwing it, and you could see them just chasing it up to the boat, and one would, you know, obviously bite it, but there'd be a whole school of them just chasing it up.
What's your favorite color?
Oof.
Mint and white.
Mint and white.
Mint and white.
Okay. All right.
Any color as long as it's that one?
Yeah, yeah. Any color that bites.
Yeah. What about at the tackle shop, Rick? Which one's the most popular color?
You know, we don't carry the swimmer. We like that jerk bait a lot. Uh-huh. And just any of the bait fish variations, blue and silver, green back, gold. I mean, all those. Just any of that bait fish variation. That's what we like. That would be our favorite.
All right. Hey, I got another text here, and it's from Brian in San Diego. It says, good morning, guys. Absolutely love your AFCO line of clothing. I've worn your Cloudburst shorts while fishing covered in blood and guts and washed them and worn them to dinner. Wow. with dinner with the wife on the same night. The only question I have is I like to try on the clothes before buying. Is there a store that has a lot of your pants, jackets, fleeces that we can try them on first? Happy New Year to you.
Well, first off, Happy New Year. Secondly, you know, Fisherman's Landing, if you're in San Diego, carries a really wide range of AFCO clothing. And if they don't have it, the guys in the shop can get it for you. That'd be your best bet up here to go and try stuff on.
What about in the OC or LA area?
OC, Matt, what would you recommend?
It's Longfin's got a great selection, and then also Melton Tackle's got a good selection of some of the more unique items we have.
Okay. But here's the other thing, too, is if you can go to AFCO.com, you can order it. If it doesn't work for you, you can send it back.
Yeah, so we have free returns.
So easy.
Yeah. And, you know, on there, too, is a dealer locator, so you throw in your zip code. Yeah. You can go find somewhere locally, and if that doesn't work out, you can buy it online and always exchange it.
Yeah, because not every store has every item. You guys have so many, so much diverse line of clothing. It's unbelievable.
That's our biggest problem. We love it. We love AFCO. We have been an AFCO dealer, you know, since the shorts were being developed on the Royal Polaris. You can't. You just can't. I mean, they make too much good stuff, you know, and like how much space can you dedicate to it before you become a clothing store and not a tackle store? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, and what's so cool about AFCO is like the level, you know, all of the different levels of things. Like take the outer water, like they make really good outer water for a budget, you know, inexpensive that everybody can, you know, afford. They also make the nicest stuff available that does carry a much higher price tag. And then there's probably six suits in between there. So like you can really purchase at the level that you can afford and is right for you, the quality level that you need. The problem on the retail side is like, well, we don't have room to keep, you know, six suits of just outer water because our guys want more board shorts and they want, you know, we don't want just stone, we don't want just khaki, we want several colors. So it's tough, and that's the beauty, like you said, of AFCO.com is all of it is available.
No, the unique thing, you know, our catalog is 120 pages long, so you know, you go to any store, you know, like Fisherman's Landing, and if you go online and you want to try something, they can get it for you. Every dealer that we have has access to our full lineup and can get it in store.
Yeah,
we do single piece special orders all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure to the point where Matt's mom is sick and tired of us. You know, hey, like, we need one short this, we need one shirt that, and then they just, no question. Yeah. And the beauty is in Santa Ana, so wherever you are, if you're in OC or LA or San Diego, like, the stuff gets to you in a day or
two.
It's awesome. They're so great to work with.
Yeah. And the best line of shorts, for sure. Period. I mean, today's a very rare day. I actually have pants on today. I normally have the stealth fishing
short.
Well,
he was saying, you know, Cloudburst, that short was our first kind of California boat to bar short where you can wear it in your everyday life and on the boat. And we've had like two different variations of that now. So the most current version is our 365 Hybrid Chino. And it is so lightweight. I wear it around home, you know, all the time, you know, out to dinner, whatnot. And then,
okay, you know, now you're going to get covered with blood and then wash and then go to dinner with the wife?
You can 100%.
Okay. You know who the biggest fan of Cloudburst is? Is Frank Lopresti.
Is that right?
Yeah. I told you, like, one of the reasons we don't have suits is because we have to have, you know, several color options of the shirts. Well, that was a Frank call.
This is
it. This is the best short. This is the best short out there. We need more of these.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, it's a really good technical fishing short. It's plier pockets, and it dries fast, and it's all of the things that you want. And it's a really good looking regular pair of shorts. You'd wear it to anywhere you would be. They're great. Yeah, you guys just do such a good job.
A lot of good stuff there. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, bro. Let's talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I was wondering what AFCO has set up for the SoCal Bluefin lures, anything that's set up just for us.
Yeah, man. So thanks for calling in. Appreciate you, dude. Our number one bluefin lure is going to be our crossbreed lures. So uh-huh. especially for casting into foamers, that crossbreed is absolutely phenomenal with the strong treble hooks that comes with. You can just cast that right at those fish without having to do anything. And another really cool item that we have that's extremely relevant to the bluefin fishing on our coast is we offer a number of different sizes of wind-on leaders. So whether you're fishing bait or lures with lighter line from, you know, we have it all the way down to 40 pound and then all the way up to 300 pound as well. So if you're doing the nighttime jig fishing for bluefin, you can just wind on, do a 300-pound wind on, crimp that directly to your jig, and you don't need to worry about having a bite leader attached to your jig. So you can just crimp that 300-pound directly to it, and then you have 12 feet of 300-pound with no bulky connections. So you can just wind that up through the guides and not have to worry about a swivel hitting your guides when you get to the end of the fight.
There's another thing we didn't talk about was how great, you know, the fluorocarbon is that you guys have.
The Cycle Pro.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that's the material that the wind-ons are made from?
Yep,
yeah.
They're made from CycloPro fluorocarbon, which is absolutely phenomenal fluorocarbon.
Those wind-ons are the real deal. They are great.
Yeah, wind-ons definitely been something that's been catching more, been more popular recently, and it's just a phenomenal way to fish. I mean, it's the smoothest and thinnest connection to go through the guides, and you also don't have to tie a knot to retie your wind-on. If it gets chafed up a little bit and you need to replace it, just undo your loop-to-loop connection and then just throw a new one on.
Yeah, and if you're fishing 50, 60, or 300. You have one all the way up and down,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the unique thing, too, just speaking about wind-ons or Cyco, you know, it's made by Sunline Japan. Sunline is one of the most premier fluorocarbon manufacturers in the world, respectively. And I actually had the chance to go visit their factory in Japan in January. We're distributing AFCO in Japan to the fishermen out there, so I happened to be there and went to check out their factory. And, I mean, you talk about... just attention to detail. You know, people walking around in white lab coats.
Really?
They have a R&D room where every single spool that they make goes into, and there's a group of ladies in there. They check all the diameters on the spool, break test every single spool, and if they're not outside their tolerance, they just toss it and recycle the material.
And then are the wind-ons made there, too?
Wind-ons are made there as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, super impressive. And, you know, just to see that, why it's premier is you see the attention to detail. It's pretty wild.
They're not going
to
fail.
No.
Yeah.
Going back real fast to Robert's question, Matt, where does the digger... Where is, like, the home for that lure? You know what I mean? Is that a cast a tuna lure? Is that a wind an inshore lure? It's a really unique one. Pete, I don't know if you've seen it. So, like, the digger is, like, almost like a castable marauder-shaped lure, if that's fair to say. Like,
yes,
where's the home place for that?
So you can cast that one, cast and retrieve for tuna. It's also a good lure to cast it right into a foamer. And instead of just winding it right back in, just kind of jerk it up like you're jigging a rockfish jig on the bottom. If you do that a few times through the foamer, that's a really effective way to fish that lure.
Oh.
And then another way to fish that lure is phenomenal is you can troll it.
Okay.
So it trolls really, really well. You know, you can't. It's not like a, you know, high speed 15, 20 knot, like
they can troll it at 7 knots or something.
Yes, but like your regular trolling speed is, it's a phenomenal lure to
I know Jamie on the Seasons, the big mothership Parker down below, just below the world headquarters here.
Right.
They said that was like their best when that yellowfin was jig striking earlier in the year. That was it. That was their lure of choice. And you know those guys have their, they have everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I can assure you because they buy everything in the shop. And they said that digger was like their number one yellowfin jig striking lure.
Wow, that's cool. One other item that we missed that's very good for bluefin too are the new Ikijimi wires, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you want to really make that product perfect.
Oh, you mean another product line?
Another product. Yeah.
Well, I think the unique thing about fishermen, right, is we spend so much money and time going out and chasing fish, and really you want to take care of the meat as best as you can, And Matt actually went out and caught some pretty nice halibut with his dad on Christmas Eve, and he used it for the first time, and he was, like, super impressed with how the meat kept and works.
Yeah, it was unreal. The quality of the meat coming out of that. I did it on, we caught a bunch of sculpin and a couple halibut, and I ran the EKG wire through. I brain spiked all the fish, bled them, ran the wire through, and then threw them in a slurry. And it was, I mean, the meat was incredible. The firmness of it. It had no fishy smell at all, almost no bloodline in it. And it was some of the prettiest fish that I've ever seen come off a fish that I've caught.
No kidding.
It makes a huge difference on it.
Must be challenging ikijiming a sculpin, huh?
You know what? It was you just got to be careful, but yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Well, yeah. I think, you know, the thing, too, is, you know, growing up on the long-range boats, you've always had where they spike the fish. You know, right. They spike it before they throw it in the hole. But what we've learned through this process is there's still nerve endings going up the spinal cord that are, you know, putting off, you know, chemicals and whatnot that can get to the meat. So what you're doing by sliding the wire down the spine is you're killing all those nerve endings and not allowing the fish, for one, to move, but also it stops the process of the meat aging on the fish while it's going down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point.
That's great. Hey, I want to remind you of this portion of the show. If you're fishing for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. Those Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not too oversized gauge of wire. Both come with a ring or non-ring. You can see local dealer, or you can check out Gamakatsu.com. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts, and a whole lot more from APCO. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference.
Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from AFCO. And, man, we're talking great fishing. Just starting to scratch the surface of all the things that AFCO provides.
Yeah, and we're giving away Seafarer bibs and that incredible new AFCO reel bag. So that's going to be a real nice. You want to get through a line open right now because Jerry's not on yet.
Yeah.
213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Another great show.
Thanks.
Couple quick questions. I'm looking for two different types of clothing apparel. One for summer that's long sleeves so I don't have to put sunscreen on all the time, but it's lightweight so you don't get hot. And then something lightweight for lobstering. I end up driving the boat a lot and not doing a lot of pulling, but you still get wet and dirty and those kind of things. So I was just wondering what to clothing items you would recommend for those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, morning. Thanks for calling in. I would recommend for summertime our new Aeromesh sun shirt. So, you know, we've had Samurai for a long time. This new Aeromesh fabric is kind of a weave.
So nice.
Yeah, super breathable. It dries very quick. UPF 50, and it doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees out and super humid. It really does keep the sun off you and keeps you cool. That's
super light, too.
Super light, uh-huh. Yeah. The interesting thing about it is if you hold it up to the light, you can almost see through all the yarn and everything, but it's still UPF 50. So that would be my go-to for, that long-sleeve performance shirt for the summertime. And
is
then,
that a hooded shirt, a non-hooded shirt? Like, so how does that come?
We have a hooded, a long-sleeve, and a short-sleeve.
Okay.
So short-sleeve is unique because nowadays, with the price of cotton T-shirts, you can almost get a performance shirt for the same price. So we offer a short sleeve and majority of our performance shirts in that price point.
I just bought one for my Indonesia trip here in a couple of weeks with the hood on it, and it's got the built-in gaiter and everything like that.
So, yeah,
like,
so that's Adapt. Adapt has the built-in gaiter. Yeah.
And is it the same fabric?
So different fabric. Adapt is the next step up.
Uh-huh.
So Adapt has phase change technology. So what it's meant to do is in the cold, it keeps you a little bit warm, and then when it's hot, it keeps you a little bit cool. So it's good for like the 10 to 15 degree like temperature swings.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's so popular, we're coming out with a hooded version without the mask.
Uh-huh.
But that's the higher price point, more technical piece.
That's chilly mornings that turn into hot days.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it's not the best one for tropical situations?
No, it is.
It
yeah.
Is.
If you don't mind the gaiter, Adapt's the way to go. Yeah. Especially for like that super technical, fishing and whatnot.
Yeah.
The Aeromesh is, I'd say Southern California, you can wear Aeromesh all the entire year.
Uh-huh.
And then for lobstering, as far as keeping you dry, I would recommend the Seafarer bibs that we've been talking about. Those are lightweight PVC. You'll keep all the blood, guts, and just stuff off of you. And, like Rick and I were talking earlier, you'd be able to jump in the car after and be completely clean. So.
Yeah, nice. And especially since you're just driving the boat and not pulling, Herman.
Yeah, how do I sign up for that? How do I sign up for that?
Yeah. That's a good program. I like that. I was asking because he.
That's the best job, buddy.
You've been hooping. I was like, I don't know about you, Sherman, but I mean, I'm at the age now where I go hooping and I need to recover for like 3 days because I'm so sore. And he goes, I just drive the boat and everybody else does the work. I said, man, that's my program. I like that idea.
How we doing back there, boys? You got my 7 yet?
and don't forget, the captain always gets the biggest one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Sherm. Nice to hear from you. Happy New Year, too, for sure.
All right. Well, I had a good text come through. Appreciate it, sir. I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Happy New Year's to the AFCO team and all the listeners. Love the show and the AFCO products. I got the Urban Camo backpack and the overnight bag last year, and I loved them for my three-day trips. Can you tell me a little bit more about the new reel bags, the different sizes, configurations, how many reels can they hold, et cetera? That's what I'm in the market for next. That's from Mike in Oceanside.
Yeah, man, Mike, thank you very much for the support. I'm glad you love the bags. To be honest, it's not surprising because they're great bags, but I really appreciate the support on that, man. And so if you're doing, like, you know, overnight to three-day trips, I would recommend the medium-sized reel bag. You have a little bit more room, and especially just because with the bluefin fishery that we have nowadays, you really, a lot of trips, especially on a three-day, you'll want to take, you know, everything from 20-pound up to your heavy-duty 100-pound setup for nighttime jig fishing. So that medium will be able to fit all those different reels, you know, from your real small 20-pound reel up to your bigger, like, 30 size reels.
You know, and I was gonna say, it's not just for reels. I found it. I looked for a bag for my underwater photography gear, and the AFCO reel bag, the small one, fit it perfectly. Fit all the things, all securely. Stacks nice, fits in nice. I mean, it's a good all-purpose bag, not just for reels. Mm-hmm. You want to protect something, camera gear and such like that.
Yeah.
Check it out because it's impressive.
Awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Again, great show, and I've got a ton of your clothes and a lot of your jigs and things like that. But at the fishing shows this year, Day at the Docks and the different BARTs and the SoCal, are you guys going to have a booth there where you could really actually get to see and put hands on a lot of your product?
Good question.
Yeah, so we'll be at all the shows. Matt V will be there the majority of the time, and I'll be popping in with Robbie. Robbie will be there actually all the shows as well.
Bart Hall, Long Beach.
Bart Hall.
Bart Hall, Del Mar, and the PCS show.
Yeah, so we'll be at all the shows. We'll be linked up with a retailer in each show. So we'll have, you know, the full line of tackle and some of the apparel on display there that you can check out in person.
Nice. That'd be good. So and so you'll be able to kind of talk to Matt and say, hey, this one is, which one's better for my purpose?
That's what I like so much about it. Like we were saying
there's
before,
so many,
like,
it's so diverse.
You guys have so many levels that you can break down, hey, this is where my budget is, this is the style of fishing that I do, which pieces in the line are right, and then you can put hands on and decide, like, all right, well, you know what, this is worth me spending the extra $100, or you know what, I love this thing, I'm gonna save the cash because this is already 10 times better than where I'm at. You know?
Yeah. I think that the crazy thing is it's already show season again coming up here.
Hey,
where did the year go?
Monday is January 1st.
That's wild.
Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Where'd that go? Right?
Wild.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
All right. Hey, want to remind you a great opportunity coming your way. The best quality, you know, for the best quality for in and out and the lowest gas prices at Summit Gasoline in San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the brand new expanded Summit Gasoline. Get the lowest prices on gas and diesel for your car or truck. They now have 12 diesel pumps, the bistro full of all the great things you need for a day on the water. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. Go to Summit Gasoline for the best ice deals for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. 100 pounds
of free
ice.
If you don't need 100 pounds and you don't need 35 gallons, they'll just give you a bag if you tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
They're so rad.
Yeah, they are.
A great spot.
They're great people. Hey, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Been waiting for this call.
Yeah.
First out of the gate. And that's our great buddy Jerry from Garden Grove. What up, Jerry? Good morning.
Good morning, Matt Jr. I got to keep it clean, Jr., so I always give him a hard time because a lot of people don't know is a Jr. came from the Longfin, and I lived there and spent plenty of money there. And so we always have off-the-record talk, but, yeah, it's nice to hear him in the fold now because I think he'll be a perfect fit. And of course,
really,
well, what's crazy is all
there.
The
app. Jeez.
Oh, no, he's talking about Matt V.
I can't really say what I call Matt Jr. on the air, so that's why. But, go ahead. Well, my son, I, you know, it's crazy is, I always had a boot up his butt to make something out of himself because he didn't like college. So mom got him because, you know, he could sell anything. So I used to take him to swap meets with me and he could sell anything. So Connie got him in the warehouse and they said, kid, if you want to work. And now, wow, he went from warehouse to director of sales. So, you know, What do I need to say or cry about? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Aren't you getting ready for my replacement, though, at 11? Don't you have a puppy coming?
Yeah, well, I'm in shock here. You guys are talking fishing, and that's my passion. But, you know, I lost my buddy 4 months ago, and now I'm trying to throw a board at 11 o'clock. I got to go get a black lab and start over again.
So
right now it's kind of low before the high because my buddy Jeter for 14 years tore me up. It's been tough, and I get tired of talking to myself. I need someone to talk back to me. You know, so.
I don't believe that you get tired of talking, Jerry.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that either. And speaking of talking, we should
be
for those maybe new to Let's Talk Hookup may not know Jerry from Garden Grove and his history with Let's Talk Hookup. Jerry's been calling the radio show for 30-plus years, and he used to drag this little kid named Matt to our remotes and all the Fred Hall shows and all the different exhibits and stuff like that. He used to drag this kid Matt along, and now look, right?
Yeah.
I used to try to convince Jerry to move to San Diego just so we could hire Maddie to work in the tackle store, and he said the same thing. Like, man, you guys should really be in San Diego. Be thinking, you know, here you go. Flash forward, you know, 10 years, 15 years beyond that, and you know, Matt runs our whole account now. Like anytime we have questions, he's the first person we call. Like it's been really fun.
Yeah. It's a fun experience.
I'm
excited for you and Mom to get my replacement. So,
well, good job, Gary. Yeah.
But one more thing, the low boy boots that AFCO came out with. I have a bad back, and it's so nice to have a tag on the back to be able to slip your boots on and off. And I was looking for something because the extra stuffs were too narrow for my fat. Well, Rock Hard Rick called. I had Mongolian feet or some crap. So I was all, so AFCO finally came out. Mongoloid. So AFCO finally came out with a boot that I could get my foot off and on. So
hey,
it sounds like I'm family. And have a great day.
It's not our fault you have a Mongoloid.
You know, AFCO has so many products, and that boot. I'm going to tell you something. Matt Florentino, when they first came out, said, "I'm sending you guys a pair of these boots." I love those boots.
Like
they are so much better than the extra tufts. I mean, the extra tufts were giving me a bad back. But Jerry, thanks for bringing that up because those they have the right foot insert. They feel right. They are like the bomb. The new AFCO Low Boy boots.
Yeah. So when we looked at that, you know, you're on a boat for a long period of time every day.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's you know, comfort in your feet is huge. You see a lot of the you know big long range boats put the rubber matting down to kind of soften the blow a little bit of the deck. And for us, you know, there's a lot of options out there. So what we really you know put our foot in the sand on was the actual insole, making sure it was comfortable.
Yes. That shows.
Yeah. And then the reinforcing on the top of the boot's a little bit thicker. So if you're up against the rail and whatnot, it doesn't wear.
I'm telling you, throw away those extra tufts and go get a pair of
Afters. Yeah, you're sweet.
I'm telling you. You'll thank me later.
I like it.
Jerry, good luck with the pup, buddy. It's always great to hear from you. Great to hear it. And best to Connie, too. And appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour and the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona, California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Convict Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis
dealer. The essential tool in your fishing arsenal is fishdope.com. It's such a bargain when you can get the current dope on what's biting and where. Prices have not gone up in many years, but now it's time. Starting January 1st, the full year membership goes up to $199. Still a super bargain for all you get. But if you renew your membership before the end of the year, no matter how much is left on your current membership, you can get the current price, saving you $30. If you're new to Fish Dope, use the code HOOKUPNOW and save $30. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. So take advantage of this special offer, add another year to your membership, and save $30 through December. Or new members, just use the code HOOKUPNOW and save. Check it out, fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.